And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear. Oh, but excitement, excitement. We're going, where are we going? We're going to go to Pork Fest. Nah, 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 nah. We're talking to Taryn Lupo, and I'm looking at the schedule. You know what I'm seeing? What am I seeing? What do I see? What I see is one thing I want to do. It's got to be illegal everywhere. We're going to, on Wednesday, it's dodgeball. Yes. We're going to be playing some dodgeball. Oh, yes. Like, where is the dodgeball going to be done? Is it out in the field or in one of the buildings or what?
Field. What happened is there was, all right, as Porkfest has evolved, they've got more and more kids and families. But then what happened is all the adults was like, man, I want to do all this fun stuff. So there's a separate track this year called Adult Summer Camp. That is just for like adults to do all the fun stuff they wanted to do. So
heck yeah!
Dodgeball.
I was thinking I was going to have to be bonking me some 5-year-olds. Come on, man! Come on, I got your ball right here. Boom! Practice on grandkids.
Teenagers around, but other than that, they got all these different things in that track. Let me see if I can pull them up. But it's called Adult Summer Camp, and it's something new. So they have a. Band camp, which is just like a jam if you have an instrument.
Yeah, one time at band camp, I had my flute and I, it's not that kind of band camp. It can't be that kind of band camp.
Art, drum circles, flashlight tag for adults.
Flashlight tag?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that'd be pretty fun if you're had a little drink on. It starts at 10:30 at night.
Well, I ain't know what a flashlight tag is, but, you know.
Oh, you don't remember that one?
I never played.
Flashlight tag. Basically play in the dark and try to find the person with a flashlight. It's kind of like laser tag. The poor man's laser tag.
Oh, this is, you know, it's great that the kids are, you know, being included. Because over the years, God, man, I've been going since a long time. This is probably my 7th, 8th one. And I've seen it evolve as the young guys are like, dude, man, you can smoke dope, man, dude. All of a sudden, they're having children like, hey, go smoke that over there, you know. But So it's been really respectful to the children. It's been, kind of catered around them quite a bit. They get to have fun. But the adults, they have dance classes, and they, you know, have a lot of seminars and speeches and presentations and just chilling and meeting people and just taking easy and entertainment. But I'm glad you got this track of I get the dodgeball. I mean, what other kind of goodies I get to do? We got flashlight tag, dodgeball, and what else? Red Rovers?
probably. Let's see. I think there is like a slip and slide for adults. And, making friendship bracelets, hula hoop building, drum circles, let's see, something called sardines, I don't even know what that is, dog meetups, I guess everybody brings their dog, oh, slip and slide kickball. Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, so you like kick it and you slide the first or something?
I guess so.
That'd be awesome. I didn't even heard of that.
That's an adult event, and but then they got, medieval armored combat. So some guy's bringing a bunch of armor and swords and they're fighting.
Heck yeah.
Nerf gun duels for adults. Artsy fartsy soccer. So there's going to be lots of silly stuff just to...
They always have zombies versus humans has been a big thing for the kids, and guys, dress up and the kids, run around, chase people on. And I have no idea how that's played. Have you ever played it?
No, because I'm always like working, and I don't really want some kid running in my tent shooting me up with a squirt gun. So, like, I think it's all ages. Anyone that wants to sign up, and I think it's one of these deals where you know, you have one person that's a zombie, and if he tags you, he turns you into a zombie, and then you got to keep trying to get an army of zombies to tag all the living people. I think that's what's up. And then if you shoot the zombies, they have to go sit out for 5 minutes and then come back in.
All right. Or you can just lop their head off and you don't have to worry about
it. Yeah, I think they have, like, foam swords. There's something where...
No, there's people running around getting... I just curl up in a ball in the middle of the... Just, like, not... Don't kill me. So it's, you know, it's evolved and been more and more fun. This is the 13th one. You know, this is going to be, somebody might scare somebody and do something. It'll be.
I don't know. They should have a scary theme, but this was a big one because they finally made their goal of 20,000 people. So this is called the Make Your Move. Okay, enough about, you know, sign up. We've got everybody. Come on. So hopefully in the next 5 years. But, you know, Porkfest is an exciting time. If you
ever, I'm sorry?
Get what it was like to do the.
Oh, I'm starting to lose you. You know, go do the rabbit pose or something. You there? Yeah, we lost him. Go ahead and just dial him back. You know, the one thing about, we're trying to get him on Skype, you know, but he didn't have his computer on. Let me try this again, see if it goes. Dun, 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 dun. It's ringing. Go, there he is. Did we get you on Skype?
My phone died. Nah, yeah, I'm better on Skype.
Okay, we got you on Skype. There you go.
Are you Donna's calling me?
Yeah, don't worry about it. You know, I got you. I win.
You. Well, I told all right, I'll tell you said that. Don't worry about it.
Well, no, I got you, man. I got you. You know, this is...
Yeah,
we're on. So what we'll go ahead and do is I want to go through some of the speakers and so on, some of the other events. But in general, in the rest of this segment for a couple of minutes, just tell me, you know... How Porkfest is being used this year by the Free State Project as an outreach kind of, I mean, how are you marketing to different, you always have thousands of people come. I mean, it's always a thing, but to kind of market it out to others and come visit, how's that working?
Well, it should be about the same size as last year based on tickets sold. There's a lot of last-minute people that arrive, so I'm not sure. If you didn't know when you're listening to this, you can actually buy a day pass and just come in for a day or two if you're like, oh, I can't make the whole week. And a lot of people just kind of hear everybody's posting about, you know, how fun Porkfest is, and then at the last minute they decide to drive up from whatever, New York or something. And so there's a lot of that. But what's exciting is – for some new people, this is the first time they've ever really seen kind of an agorist or a free-for-all of liberty. Like, people are just selling what they want. People are doing what they want. They talk about what they want. And you can't go to festivals like that because most festivals are run by a financial interest where, you know, they control every single thing you do. It's like, no, you can't sell. You're not an approved vendor, or, you know, you can't do this. Porkfest is cool about that. I mean, you can kind of do whatever you want to do as long as you're not violating the NAP, you know, not upsetting anybody else.
Well, I don't know. National Public Radio a few years ago did a, you know, story like I had turn in my Federal Reserve notes, get silver, buy an $8 beer from a 7-year-old and silver, and they didn't like that none too much. And then James Babb came on later after the story broke, and he goes, no. The doily was $8. The beer was free, and she was 9. So, you know.
Yeah, there is that element, and I think that's a good thing, but as far as, like you said, it's kind of evolved because, you know, I've been going to these things for 7-8 years now, and it used to be a lot more of the Wild West where there was just craziness everywhere, and now it's kind of moved into an adult area. So out of respect, I think it just kind of evolved that way. No one told them they had to do that, but... the adults kind of move into one area and the families are kind of in another.
Yeah, it kind of evolved that way up the hill, yeah. More of a family thing. You know, you want to go down to the party. You know, there's the party,
yeah,
and then
it's
there's
still
the,
there.
Not the party. You know, there's been, each year is a different flavor. I'm going to be very interested. When we come back, let's go ahead and go over some of the speakers and the presentations and different things that are going on. We'll talk. Taryn Lupo.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy. Innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Lunatic Fringe, I know you're out there, and they're all Lunatic Fringe roads lead to Pork Fest. Okay, all right. So go ahead and give me some of the presentations. When you have a theme of, make the move. I mean, is that it? I mean, is that the big
thing? That's kind of the theme they're trying to get. But you know, there's over 310 events now. So I mean. You can find anything you want to talk about. There's really fringe stuff, like the Alt Expo stuff, down to pretty, Liberty Light, as in there's a bunch of reasoned speakers and Jeffrey Tucker and, you know, those kind of what you would expect at a convention.
When you say, the fringe, Alt Expo, explain Alt Expo.
All right. So what happened was when Porkfest first started, there's only so much room on stage, and they would invite these larger, kind of, you know, more big party. What am I trying to say? The big tent kind of guys that, you know, they were libertarian, but they weren't real radical.
Celebritarians.
Yeah, they're celebritarians. And then what happened was there was this element that were like, well, we'd rather have more. You know, radical speakers, or I want to hear something about how to make a solar car, or I want to hear. There was this element that wanted their own events, but there really wasn't that much pull for them or a lot of interest. So what they did is they simply made an event in an event. So Porkfest was happening, and they're like, "Hey, we have this other place called the Alt Expo, and we're going to put on all the speakers that you know Porkfest won't put on." And to Porkfest's credit, they just let Alt Expo exist and have been letting that happen since the beginning. And so it's really cool that there's this kind of like secret, you know, there's a secret festival within a festival.
Yeah, not that secret.
Not anymore. But so what's happened is Alt Expo kind of grew and grew and grew, and Porkfest developed a good relationship with them and decided to just let them use tent room that wasn't filled up. So now a lot of the Alt Expo stuff is on the main stages during, you know, more
off time
during certain hours, off times. Yeah, because what'll happen is somebody will sponsor a tent. Like this year, Students for Liberty sponsored one of the tents that people speak at. And they didn't bring that many speakers. So once the Student for Liberty people speak, the tent's sitting empty all day. So they decided to let the Alt Expo have it, and so the Alt Expo brought all these cool speakers in, and so they're kind of now, in Porkfest, but they still have all the radical stuff that you don't hear anywhere else. There'll be like polyamory panels, and you know, like there's one speaking on asexuality. There's just kind of more stuff that you wouldn't expect to hear at a
Had some controversial things like abortion. You know, they'll talk about that. They have a lot of things that were. Becoming more mainstream now, though. But I mean, like
back in the day, it seemed more radical that someone would actually speak on this. But now,
well, 6-7 years ago, it was when you go there, the Alt Expo. They were really evangelizing. You know, they had a lot of books and tapes and videos and so on alternative living. You know, on kind of the tiny house mentality.
There's a guy speaking on how to make a tiny house. There's a guy speaking about how to go off grid. There's a lot of cryptocurrency stuff and Bitcoin stuff. And, for your listeners who are listening to this right now, because go to porkfest.com. And when you're there, under the tabs on the top, under the festival tab, you'll see something called schedule. If you drop down to schedule, you can see everything we're talking about right now. And so if you're listening, go look at that. And on the schedule, when you get into the schedule, there's all these tabs across that say, like, speakers, artists, sponsors, exhibitors. All those things have – you click on those, too, and it'll take you to show you who's vending this year, or it'll show you who's speaking or who's sponsoring.
Yeah. All I want to know is, the Juice Caboose going to be there?
Juice Caboose is not.
Slacktivist! I'm going to get me my own juicers.
There is a juice – there's another one called Pineapple Express that's showing up.
Thank goodness.
I was going to have to bring a juicer for us, but I think I won't have to. I think someone's selling it.
All right. Well, I'm definitely for the, because in the past it was always, fried this and, train wreck, 10 strip of bacon, breakfast, lunch and dinner of, the, what was it? Famous baklava.
George's famous. That's still like a legend of that. He had this gyro that was surrounded by a bacon weave. It was just like meat on meat on meat with cheese.
I had one. And just to say I did. I mean, damn, that lasted me for a day and a half at least. And I mean, so there's a lot of it's changed. That's another thing. You would think that. I'll tell you one thing that you noticed. People got healthier. Every year they get lighter. Yeah. Instead of the 50 guys standing out smoking, there's like five, and a lot of vaping. But, they're advocating, and the market is more for healthy food. They have a lot of, things that you can eat. Some people are gluten intolerant.
Right, and I think there's something like 4 or 5 vegetarian vendors now. I mean, there's because that market's starting to evolve, and there's
a lot of
guys. And
I'm telling you, it was always there. Just nobody saw it.
Nobody's catering to it.
Well, what happened? It was several years ago. Don and I went on a 5-week tour around the country, radio show, taking the money lift.
I remember that thing. You were dragging around the money lift.
Yeah, all that stuff and the money dome and everything. And that year when we went, I was on the road so long, I didn't get enough juicing or what. I mean, I was dying, I was like, no, screw this. So we stopped and got another Walmart centrifugal juicer thing. And Donna was making them for me, and they're lined up. They go, hey, I want how much? $40, not a problem. Fork it over. I mean, whatever. Wasn't that bad. But,
the problem is, we have to bring all this stuff because Kate's vending, I'm vending, and so our car's like packed, and I'm sitting here wrestling. Do I have enough room for this juicer to come? Because it's a pretty big juicer,
Strap it
and,
on the roof.
I'm trying to think if I'm hoping someone else will have enough to. Because you're right, after about 3 or 4 days of partying, if you don't eat some vegetables, you will die.
I'm telling you. It's one thing I've been enjoying. I've seen that, you did a lot of how-tos and a lot, but you've been like making videos touring New Hampshire going, hey, check out this town and this city and this hike and this mountain and this river and this creek and this, event and community and whatever. I mean, tell me about your living there in New Hampshire.
Well, I'm trying to I'm trying to explore New Hampshire, and every time I go somewhere, I film it. And I want to put up something, now that everybody's starting to move here finally for the Free State Project, they want to know what it's like to live here, not just like the political environment. So I'm showing them all the interesting things, and I'm trying to, over the next year, make a tour of towns where, you know, you can see each town before you come.
Well, how many towns do you plan on doing?
Probably about 10. I'm going to do the major ones.
10? That's all I get, 10.
There's only 10 major towns in New Hampshire.
Well, who says I want to go to a major town? I want the quirky, cool kind of Hobbitville place or something.
I will do as many as I can get done. But
Hobbitville, tree houses, something, small, tiny. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of, you know, just little quirky something, explain it to me thing. You know?
That's what I'm doing right now because I live in one of those towns. And so I'm doing everything around me right now. And then me and Kate might move next month. It's kind of only about 45 minutes away from Porkfest, like up in the mountains there.
Why up there?
It's way cheaper to live. Where I live.
Got to save it for the show. All right. All right. Well, you know, tell me about your move coming up when we come back, okay?
Yeah, and also I want you to take a look at this Porkfest schedule and hit the exhibitors button. Are you on – can you pull up Porkfest and then go to the schedule tab?
Yeah. Well, I have the whole schedule on today's archive.
Oh, okay, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'll
actually go to the Porkfest.
Okay, and it says – you want me to go to festival?
Then, yeah, the festival has a drop-down that says schedule.
Schedule. Got it.
And now when the schedule appears, you'll see something that says schedule, speakers, artists, sponsors, exhibitors. Hit the exhibitor button.
Got it.
And now you can scroll down and you can see everybody that's selling everything. There's like if you click on them, it'll tell you what they're selling. You guys are in there, I think. Yeah.
No, I have. Derek's got a place that we're doing whatever. They put something up. Okay, cool.
I think maybe Pineapple Express. Kate, do you remember who's selling the juice? Fresh Juices.
Express. Ooh. Oh, we got a pork barbecue thing. Well, that's not fair. Okay, and let's see. We got Charles Koch Institute.
They're selling their books or something. Like all the like Reason and Coke, all those guys got, since they donated money, they got a table. I don't know if they'll be doing much with it.
But why do they donate? They just see Porkfest as a thing.
Porkfest gets sponsors every year.
Yeah, no, I'm wondering. You know, they haven't been sponsoring in the past, have they?
I guess they made. They did some of the Liberty
Forms. I
think
Reason did before.
They've been, Reason has come and spoke a few times. I don't know how they got Coke. They sent some speakers, too. Charles Koch spent, I think, 4 speakers. Pretty much anyone that sponsors usually sends a speaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but these aren't the sponsors. These are just the people vending. If you want to see the sponsors, there's another tab up top for that.
Yeah, well, I'm not seeing Juicing Man. Russian Street Food, whatever that means. Let's see.
You can click on it. It'll tell you what's in there.
Oh, I could do that if I cared. Let's see.
Hey,
poker! Poker! How many pokers are we going to have?
2 different pokers that are on schedule, and who knows how many are just floating around.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's a late night, poker. That's always, a good place to lose some money. I've always done fairly decent. I haven't made money or...
I actually won when I played poker here twice, but I...
Yeah, they're setting me up.
I haven't done it in a long time.
Bulletproof coffee. Yay. One less thing I got to worry about. Of course, they're going to charge $1 billion for it. No. All right, very cool. I don't see the juice thing, but,
That's what I told. Oh, it's under Pineapple Express. You have to click it.
Well, I...
Go, it's alphabetical, man.
Oh, pineapple. Oh, it's alphabetical. Oh, well. There it is. Okay. Well, I didn't see pineapples, I see the two women doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're buying fresh juices and sweet goodies. That should be grilling jerk chicken, coleslaw, and other things. All right, cool. All right.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
I see trees of green. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful say goodnight, and I think to myself,
what a great Pork Fest! Okay, yeah, you know, this is kind of what I think of, and I really look forward. You know, I never really plan on going to Pork Fest. I just kind of salmon it, you know. It just kind of, I wind up going. And it's a good, one, to get out of 100 billion trillion degree weather in Phoenix. That's always nice. But it is like that song. It's just kind of, you know, white fluffy clouds. It's fields and green and children running around and everybody just chill. And those that aren't chill are past a dube and now they're chill. So I'm just like, you know, it's chill. And then you have, you know, last year, CNN came and did a thing getting moody, being moody, moody, what's his face or something. And I thought it was awesome. A lot of people didn't like it. They go, oh, well, they showed that. Well, of course, they're going to show the outliers, you know, and stuff. But I thought anybody that was one of us that saw it, they go, yeah, I won't go there. You know, so you guys use that CNN mark as a marketing tool, did you?
He's making news, so he's going to pick the craziest stuff there. But, you know, that would attract me if I saw all that crazy stuff on the news. That's what people were looking for.
Well, this year, they're not have Buzz isn't doing the Big Day Gay Dance Party. What's the plan there?
Well, they have something instead called Camp, C-A-M-P, and someone else is putting it on. It's a gay-friendly party. So that element will be there. And it's usually some of the greatest outfits at that party. I always pop in for about 30 minutes just to check out the outfits.
Oh, yeah. Got to go in, say hey to Buzz, do a little dance, say you did, and go and see all the cost and have fun and, you know, and see friends and they're partying. But
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Buzz will be there, but it's not her party. Someone else took it over, but it is there. That party, something like that party, will be there.
She always made it a show, and yeah, it was like a
top.
Yeah, it was kind of a burlesque showy kind of, but it wasn't. I mean, you probably didn't want the kids to go, but it wasn't like you know, every Christian had to go to confession or anything. I mean, it wasn't that bad.
Could go in there. I mean, there was some risque stuff, but it wasn't like traumatizing.
Yeah, no, nothing traumatizing. that was the B&D Dome. Well, explain that. There. You know, are they going to be there too?
I have no idea. You know, I don't know who ran that last year, honestly, or the year before. There is something like that in the adult area, and honestly, I think I'm just too old. I haven't gone. It's because it's a really far walk, and that sounds terrible, but it's like a far walk from all the activities, and I haven't gone to all the crazy
Well, after a couple of years of people just being tolerant, they have a big, it's probably like a 30-foot dome.
And yeah, I think it's a dome.
That PVC or something, you know, it's kind of cool. And I was more interested in the construction of the dome, you know. But you go over there, and I'm going, hey, you guys, everybody dressed? Okay, can I look at your dome? But the, you know, I just haven't really had any interest, you know. But it's cool that you got this diversity there, and they're respectful to kids, and the people that have kids are like, you know, don't go over there after a certain time or something. I mean, whatever what goes on, I don't really know, but it's so. I mean, you know, welcome to real life. So this
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, I want people listening that if they've never been there, they're going to be like, oh, I don't want to go. That sounds like they're having live sex shows and crazy stuff. And I don't, you know, that if that stuff happens, it's in the private. It's not like on the center stage. You know, you can definitely bring a family there. You can definitely have that.
Well, they did,
and none of that stuff you won't even see.
They did. They put it off in the field. That if it's over there, kind of, you know, pace. Right. It's a red light district or something. But I, you know, it's never been. Well, that was the one thing that the CNN guy made a big deal out of. He's sitting there, and the kids were playing zombie human behind him or whatever, and he goes, "Yep." You know, I'm sitting here having fire, and the kids are back here playing, and there's the Pleasure Dome back there they're playing in front of that later will have a B&D of the whatever, and it's just, you know, like God intended freedom, you know, or something. So I thought it was kind of a cool, you know, send-off of that. And if you didn't know or weren't told or you didn't ask about the dome, you wouldn't even know, you know. So right. It's... It's what I tell all my friends that have been doing the libertarian freedom-oriented thing that, you know, a lot of times, a lot of my friends, they're more conservative. I mean, we're just want to be left alone, not, you know, to be crazy or stupid, but, you know, for us to do what we want, we got to let people be crazy and stupid or just, you know, have fun. I don't care. But they, I try to encourage my friends to go to one. I go, you need to go. You just got to go to one because all the stuff that we've been fighting for and advocating, you can feel it there. It's the vibe. You know, it's just people being respectful of each other and not aggressing and enjoying themselves. And if somebody feels insulted or put out or something, they make it known and the people apologize and they're done. And if there's anybody drinking too much, there's always somebody to go, hey, you know, and take care of business. It's just a lot of, you know, just chill alphas that are out there just enjoying life. And Pork Fest is the representation of that. Now, the Alt Expo, with a lot of different things that they do, they also do it at Liberty Forum, which is in the winter, which is in more of a traditional, you know, kind of a Freedom Summit thing. And I'm going, okay, you know, there is a community there in New Hampshire that is not necessarily free staters, you know, but they're certainly welcome. What is the strata of the people that are there now?
It's changing, I think. I think in the very beginning, it attracted, like, the young single anarchists that were IT guys, you know, like, that didn't have very good social skills, that kind of element of single free dudes. And over the years, families and business owners have moved in, and it's kind of shifted to a more not that that element's not still there, but I'm just saying, at one time, it seemed like that's all there was. So the Free State Project seemed much more radical because there was just a lot more radical people here. And now it's kind of toned down a little bit where they're still will, you know, fight for their rights and still do stuff. But it's not as – I'd say there's not as much outside activism as there used to be. There's not people, you know, going to the police station and smoking pot in the police station like there used to be and, you know, like extremer stuff. But that stuff still – you know, they're still a very, very active –
They know they're there. They know they're there in case they're ever needed to bring attention to something. You know
– They're there. But there, it used to be that that's all people ever thought of. It'd be like Pork Fest and, you know, on the Free State Project, all they thought was it was just like young anarchists that were doing – and you know, I don't want to put that down. That's still here, but there's – I think everything else caught up.
Yeah. No, I can see it's the environment of the people there. I'm wondering if, you know, the Free State Project is sponsoring jerseys for Little League team yet.
You know, they do like roadside pickups and stuff, which is funny. The trash pickups they used to have, you know, those signs when you go down the road, that'll be like sponsored by, you know, this section of highway. And it would be like the Free State Project. So there is some good PR outreach. They used to do,
Little League uniforms,
trash pickups and
Little League.
Yeah, I'm sure that's coming. You know, they have businesses now where they own bars and they own
you
stuff.
You hook
like
me
that.
Up I'm with sure. A Little League team in a little town of somebody needs something, Freedom's Phoenix jersey. I'm all over it.
That'd be awesome.
Actually. Yeah, no, find them. Damn it.
I will find. I will keep in mind out.
You know, I'll be asking when I'm up there. I'm going, hey, who's got a Little League team needs uniforms? You know, some Freedom's Phoenix on it. Just because.
That's great.
That'd be worth pictures, man. I'm all over that. You know, they all get, you know, and they got to give me their parents' email. They get the dispatch, and they'll get, like, newspapers, and they'll get bumper stickers, and turn them into a little freedom activist from 7 years old.
This is Donna Hancock with Silver Alliance Realty in Phoenix, Arizona, and I specialize in helping you find the real estate that fits your needs. Whether you are looking to purchase a home or a piece of land, whether it's in town or a rural setting, I can help you find exactly what you are looking for. Most of us are aware of the turbulent times ahead and will need to settle in a place that will suit our particular desires, not only to protect our families, but to thrive in the coming downturn of the economy. Unfortunately, that time is not in the future, but it is upon us, and if you are going to get ahead of the game, now is the time to prepare. Qualifying options for new loans are narrowing, the dollar dollar is being devalued every day, and living expenses are on the rise. So I have created a useful tool on my webpage at DonnaHancock.com that will allow you to search for properties at your leisure that are of interest to you. Simply click on the Search MLS tab at the top of my webpage to begin your search today. Start preparing for your future, and when you are ready to move forward with your home or land buying purchase, we can work together to get you and your family ready to flourish. Feel free to call or text me at 602-828-1819. That's 602-828-1819, and let's get started today.
This is your Robertson Roberts Brokerage Daily Precious Metals Update. In early trading Monday, gold is $10 higher at $1,285 per ounce. Silver is 3 cents higher at $17.42 per ounce. Bitcoin is trading at $700. Bitcoin is on a tear, up $100 since Friday. Time to take a profit? We can help. Give us a call at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co.
Yeah, what up with Bitcoin, man?
I just found out about it. I had no idea why it's shooting up. I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but it usually goes up right around, you know, Porkfest too, because it's one of the most used. Porkfest always is a big spike in Bitcoin, but I, you know, that usually happens at Porkfest, not a week before. So I have no idea. It's probably some Chinese guy mining or something. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's going to be halved again, and I don't know what's going to happen then. It may get stupid, but, you know.
Halved? I didn't know it was doing that.
Yeah, it's the reward is half again in, I don't know, a couple of months or something.
I don't really have much left. I spent it all on a damn camera in George's train wrecks. Mandrix.
Yeah.
What is it, a $700 gyro now?
I know. I mean, you know, that's how Doug Smoothie did it. You know?
Yeah.
He's like, you know what you can get for your $6 Bitcoin? You can get a smoothie. You know what? Now it's $700. Sucks to be you. You know, so I got to come up with something, man.
Oh, I just wish I'd bought more because I used it. I cashed out when it got to 100. I was like, oh, no way it's getting over 100. You know, I bought them at 5 and cashed them out at 100 and then bought a camera. And so all the interviews and my documentaries and stuff, I use that camera. So I call it my $10,000 camera because it cost me $10,000 in Bitcoin.
Yeah, so, you know,
I paid like $1,000 for that camera. About $1,200, I think.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Porkfest.
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love?
Oh yeah, I had the answer at the beginning. Porkfest. You know, that's one thing that kind of, you know, really sets Porkfest apart from a lot is just the mood. I don't remember the mood ever being bad, other than, you know, like the man comes around and wants to check permits or something, and people have
really
fun.
It's really chill and happy, man. It's like you said, you get there, everybody's on vacation, you finally see all these people that you've been talking to on Facebook for 5 years, you know, you meet them in real life, and you party and have a good time. It's really hard to be pissed off at Porkfest. It's really, really just fun.
You know, you see, on Monday, the first day, well, heck, you got Sunday stuff too, you know.
Yeah.
Make your move, bonfire. Okay, I guess that's, you know, go to bonfire. You have trusting young people, lessons learned from a coercion-free summer camp. And a lot of these things, yeah, there's always one up here of some entrepreneurial young person. Don't you wish you could buy all that stuff? And let me tell you how you're going to do it. It's cleaning campgrounds, foot massages, and walking dogs or something. I mean, you know, there's always something to do. And there's always, you got a bunch of dogs, you have a bunch of dog walking kids, I guarantee it. And some of these kids I've been interviewing since they were 9 and stuff. Now they're teenagers in high school, and they created their own business. They go, you know what? You know, I'm like older and got a car, and I got a team of junior high kids working for me, walking dogs.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't have kids, but I think if I did, I don't think I would ever really I think I would, instead of sending them to school right away, I think I'd give them a business. You know, I would at least start them, let's go to a flea market and sell some stuff. What do you want to sell? You know, I would teach them business at the beginning, to how to make money. Because I think it's, you know, most kids don't do that anymore. It's rare, but it's interesting here they do. You still see the little lemonade stands. You still see anything they can make a buck, these kids are running around doing. And that's really healthy. I like that.
You know one thing that's cool?
I don't think they do that much anymore.
You know, Bitcoin nut bombs and shiny badges and all that stuff. You know, Davi always has these pins and stuff that he does. And he has every year an army of kids that come up, and on consignment, they'll get checked out a bunch of these pins, and they go around and sell them, and then they bring the money back, you know, and they get more, and they go out and sell them. So he's got a whole crew of kids out there marketing this stuff.
Yeah, I think the most important job I ever did, and when people ask me, the biggest impact I ever had was door-to-door sales. I was a little kid selling newspaper subscriptions at like 10 and 11, and those skills you learn when you're a kid, if you can learn how to sell, you can sell anything later on in life. Like when I was a chiropractor, I was selling care plans and health and it's amazing that those things that I learned when I was a little kid are so important later on. I think you got to kind of push your kid out of that comfort zone and get them to try sales a little bit, because it's so important later on.
You know, one thing, your chiropractor, are you going to be bringing your table?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. After sleeping a few days on the ground, I'm very busy.
Yeah, no, I'm like, you know, Taryn, yeah, skip through all the crap, do the thing, done. All right, thank you, yep. We're good, you know. And, you know, you're the only person I let do that, you know, because scary as hell.
I know, you're such a chicken. Like, little kids and old ladies don't yell as much as you do.
No, man, I'm a screamer, and, you know, because I get hard massages.
It's not good business when you're screaming on my table.
I'm going, yeah. It's advertising over here. And then I smile at the end and I can move my neck. Well, you know, one of the things that we always benefit from is the new people that come and they feel welcomed. You know, I don't think anybody has gone, let's say they're a Fed, spot the Fed. You know, you go, well, that's the guy there, you know. But usually people that just come, they want to check everything out. They're welcome in whatever circle to sit down and ask whatever question and find, you know, a new friend, or hell, get married, you know, whatever. And I'm looking for, what do you think the numbers are going to be there? Is there any idea of the demographics this time?
As in actual people, it should be about the same as last year. I think it'll end up around 1,000 to 1,100, somewhere in there, which is a reasonable one. I think the largest one we ever had was 1,300. So if you can get to 1,315, you're doing really, really well.
No, that's 1,315 paid.
A lot of.
Yeah, there's a Friday and Saturday night, and I go, you know what? I bet these thousands didn't pay. That's what I bet.
Well, I don't really know, because you got to imagine that the kids don't pay, and there's a lot of people that bring kids, so I don't know how to count those. I mean, I know they do, but
There's a lot of locals they'll come, and the kids from around the north, which is kind of cool. I mean,
I think they have like 600 paid tickets, and then another 200 in VIPs, and then like, that's got to be 200 or 300 kids too. So I'm expecting over 1,000, and then another probably 100 or 200 at the door, because now they're doing day passes where you can just show up for the day if you want.
Cool.
That helps out a lot, I think.
Have you had any interface with Crosby, the owner of the campground, or the locals there? Are you talking to the locals?
He's actually in our email group for Porkfest. Every once in a while, Crosby will chime in with an idea. So. They actually bring him into the planning now, so he can say his two cents of what needs to happen.
Really? You know, what's his preferences?
Solves a lot of problems. Just like we were trying to figure out how to screen something with a TV, and, you know, Crosby had some ideas, and just that sort of stuff there. You know, he knows that campground better than anyone, so any sort of logistics questions he pops in on.
Yeah, no, I tell you, you know, it's big enough it taxes his sewer system, I can tell you that, you know.
Yeah. But you know what's good is last year that didn't happen. Porkfest hired someone specifically. They took a volunteer who his entire job is to make sure the water runs in the sewage. So they kind of solved that and got out ahead of the game last year with that. I think that's really proactive. Like they bring extra water in so they can deal with this kind of
surge.
Yeah, they know by the numbers of what's coming. They've done it enough now that they've kind of started to figure it out. And then they figured out the toilet situation and the facilities. The guy's name's Tim, and he comes in and just – it's great, man. We have someone just on business. Like the poop and water guy.
Well, you know, the Crosby's cool. He's a retired oral surgeon, I think. And
is that what he did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a doctor. He has a best friend lives here in Phoenix, and sometimes he'll visit with him, I guess. And so Crosby and I always hang. We do an hour show at least early in the week and see, all right, from your association with the Free State guys in Porkfest, how has the man screwed you over this last year? Well, let me tell you, you know. So we always get the update of them, you know, there's some shiny badge doing something. And then we go golfing on a regular basis, too. So, you know, Crosby and I, I've got his full story, and he doesn't give a crap, man. He's there retired. If it gets too hassle, he just, you know, it's paying for itself. He don't care. You know, and then he goes to Florida during the winter, I think. And so he's just chilling. And he loves him some Porkfest. He looks forward to it every year.
I'm going to have to interview him this year because I didn't know he had that interesting of a backstory like that.
Oh, yeah. He's got, somebody's got a few million dollars. He might even sell the place. Somebody wants to get it. But it's the last one. It's so chill having Crosby and friends there. You know, it's just, and his staff, they're just chill. It's just everybody just chill. Gets really busy, but Porkfest he likes because they just take care of their own crap. You know, they don't need anybody to do anything.
It's funny because there's a new festival called Hemp Fest that's coming a month after us, and I don't think they have any idea what they're walking into. They probably don't know the sewers are going to blow up or the water situation. You know, like I'm wondering all these other festivals that try this. That
well, you know, you should
10 years to figure this out.
Well, you should interface with them and kind of, you know, like they have an Alt Expo booth. You can have your Pork Fest Free State project, you know, alternative something.
Yeah, they probably do need to have a Pork Fest rep there. I didn't think of that.
No, that'd be bad. Are you at a hemp festival? Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, seriously. This is you want outreach. There you go. Well, you know, I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm glad that, you know, you're there, you know, taking the reins on some of the responsibilities and so on. It just makes me feel better and stuff's getting done, and I look forward to go. I'll be speaking on Thursday, and I'm gonna try and inspire people. I mean, there is some cool stuff in the prepping of this presentation of why I'm so optimistic. There is so much stuff that's been happening lately we'll share.
Yep. Because we are
Hey, are you still there?
Yeah.
I have a spot open Monday, too, if you want to speak. We got a little dead time on the main stage, if you're interested. If you want to come up with another topic, or if not, that's cool, too.
Yeah, no, I can do that. Let me put a time in here. What time?
Let me see. What time are you guys coming in Monday?
We're going to be there Sunday.
Oh, you're coming in Sunday? Cool. All right, maybe me and you could go to dinner.
Yeah.
What? No?
Oh, I'm like dinner, yay.
Oh, yay, okay. let's see here. Oh, I'm in the wrong venue. Hold on, this sitting is so... You have no idea what we deal with here. I've got something open from 4 to 5 if you want.
Yeah, that's fine. I'd like to... there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, if you can figure out a topic, I need to put something in today...
Okay, well, let's think about it a second. And there's a lot of stuff going on, but, I came from the national convention. Really, we got the politic thing that we can go on if anybody cares. But
that,
I'm
actually, you don't talk about this anymore, but I really liked your battery project, man. What's up with that these days? Like, have there been anything new with that?
It works. I got the formula. I got everything I need. It's just,
I want to see it work.
Well, I got them. How I built them, the prototypes, I did them in ABC pipe, you know, and the round, you know, what I really need is I wanted, the goal was to make a car battery size thing to put in the car. I just wanted, just because I could, you know, and then of course I could, you know, use it for my solar and all that kind of stuff. And the innovation in it, it would be, it's more energy dense and it charges and discharges faster if it, you know, if it ramps up right. But I was working with James Babb and his 3D printing on doing it. But the original, the stopping point was, is that the electrolyte that we use is base, because it's a nickel iron chemistry. And instead of being acid, it's base. And the plastic on the 3D printers disintegrates. So I'm going, all right, well, then they came up with some new plastics that'll work. Then I got to, you know, finish all my other projects and get with 3D printing and CADing of doing kind of blah, 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 blah. You know, and I'm freaking busy, man. You know, I
get it. I took I mean, you're so close to having it done. It's
no,
like,
it's done. I did what I wanted to do. I wanted to show that it could be done. Because when I first started this, the problem was they, I found out with the nickel iron batteries, which are Edison batteries, is that Exide batteries bought up the manufacturing for them in the 70s and then closed the plant. And then they just started manufacturing these out of China. When they didn't, I'm going, and carbon nanotubes, I could see the combination of those two. You have, you know, that chemistry plus really high density of the energy because of the surface area. So I'm going, okay, well, I showed that it could happen, and then they started doing it. You know, I mean, these other, there's other technologies using different sulfur compounds and using nanotubes, and kind of I'm going, okay. But what I didn't want was them, the threat was, is that it was going to be a military application of carbon nanotube vest, and we just patented, and you're not allowed crap, you know? And I'm going, no. So it was just for me to do it. Yeah, I guess I could. It's on my list. I mean, the lab is there. I just cleaned it up when Luke Rodkowski came a few weeks ago, and he did a thing on it, and it got like 100-something thousand hits right away.
Oh,
and
he did something on it? All right.
Yeah.
I know that.
No, you go to We Are Change, and when was it?
Shit, I was trying to scoop the story.
Yeah. No, you go to We Are Change, and it's like, I don't know, 20 videos ago or something, but it was really popular, and I kind of cleaned it up and got a little organized. I go, give me 20 minutes to clean it up. So I cleaned everything up, and we did it, and I go, damn, it's all cleaned up. I can do it again. But now it's 115 degrees out there, you know, and yeah. I'm going,
all right.
Maybe
well,
not.
I was just saying, I didn't know if it was a talk, and you want to
no, I can, yeah, it'll, you know, I tell you, I can do that. What did I call it? You know, I did a presentation on it. It was called Back at the Bench or something like that, or God, what did I call it? I go original discovery. You know, a lab in your garage. Yeah, do that. Okay. Original discovery. A lab in your garage. So,
what would be the
carbon nanotube making your own? Well, see, I don't want to limit it. That was not the reason why I did it. You know, it was to inspire people to do their own stuff. In the poster, here, I know what. Go to Freedom's Phoenix. I'll show you.
All right, hold on. I'm putting you in right now while I'm talking to you. If I can get, like, just a description of what the talk will be, then I'm good to go. I got everything else.
Okay, well, let me see if I...
So, did you say, like, emerging technologies.
At the top of the Freedom's Phoenix, you'll see next to the bird, another bird says online magazine.
Okay.
Click on online magazine and scroll down to...
Getting there.
October of 12, that edition.
Online magazine. Okay, October 12?
Yeah. And that's the summary there. It says, American Ingenuity, How America's Garage Inventions Changed the World. That'll be
okay.
It. That'll
and you can it. You can bring that presentation? You still have that?
Yeah. No, I'm, you know, I can do that. Now, and then the artwork for it is that poster.
Got it. Okay, I'm on it.
Do you see that image?
That's going to be hard to make it into a thumbnail, but I can try.
Yeah, no, that's it's just the point. If you look at it, that Popular Science was like 1929. That was done by Norman Rockwell, and it was all about, you know, American ingenuity, Yankee ingenuity to your bench, which was the whole point of this whole episode, this whole edition, and that's why I did that graphic. That's my lab.
Got it. All right.
So that is American Ingenuity, how America's garage inventions changed the world. And that'll segue good into my Thursday presentation.
Excellent. All right. So you're on for Monday at 4 to 5 on the main stage.
All right.
If you need to bring, you can plug in anything you want if you have videos or pictures.
Yeah, I'm probably going to save that for Thursday. This would be more like a teaser for it. There's a lot this will be more the philosophy, and I'll tease them. Oh, you got to come Thursday, man. I'm going to wow you, blah, 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 blah. So we'll do that. And I'm looking for, I got to get to my next guest, which is Michael Belfore, which is, we're going to talk about a lot of this stuff. I'm building up into the presentation there. We're going to have some fun.
Okay, well, cool. I'm glad that's a second. I can get you for that.
Yeah, no, that'll work out. They'll help promote it. All right, cool. Thanks, Aaron. Peace, brother.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.